Thank you for joining us. Get ready to be challenged as Pastor Stephen Sexton shares the word of truth. We pray that this message will activate your God-given potential as you are elevated to new heights by this motivational word.
I don't know. I look around. I hear the news. Everybody's into the politics. Everybody's into what's going on. And well, what an exciting time to be in the ministry. Yeah, I mean, what an exciting time. I mean, if everything was perfect and nobody needed any help and we finally got this utopia and you preach the word and they're like, psh, I got it. Everything in my life's healed. I need no money. I don't need anything. I'm great. Just going to worship the Lord. You know, but in the time that we're in, you know, when the darkness gets darker, the light can get lighter, and it's just a great time to be in the ministry. It's a great time to be in the ministry, and I just want to let you know that you are making an impact. You're making an impact, because anytime you give your life to serve the Lord and love people, an impact is being made. And I believe this weekend is going to speak to right to your heart and where you're at in your ministry. You know, for ministers, it's good for us to be able to get away and let someone pour into us. And this weekend is not necessarily to teach something new. However, something new comes about, praise God, we'll give him glory. But really, it's to align the purpose. It's to align us and align our perspective so that we can minister more effectively. Now, I just tell you, no matter how long you've been in ministry or what you know about the Bible, everyone needs an adjustment. Everybody needs an alignment. Just like a car needs alignment, you take it in there and you get your tires rotated and you get your wheels aligned, and you know, all of a sudden it's driving good. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but I like to test it and take your hands kind of off the wheel and see if it drives straight just to see how good they did and put your hands on. But after a while, you have to know that the bumps of life, the bumps in the road, the turns, the braking, the stopping, the accelerating, all of that, you have to be back in the shop. You have to get realigned. That's just how it happens. And for ministers, we are pedal to the metal, going, stopping, breaking, counseling people, ministering, loving, praying, building, challenging, equipping, and a lot of times, that check engine light tends to come on spiritually. And we know it's on. And we know we need a break. And it's going to come eventually. It's coming. That, you know, it's coming. It's the warning. And for us today, man, I'd like to see us get aligned. Just get aligned. Just get a fresh perspective. Some of you, this year, you've had the best year in ministry you've ever had. Honestly, you've had the best year you've ever had. God's moving. Your areas are vibrant. They couldn't be better, and praise God for that. This weekend is for you. Having success is one thing, but maintaining it and reproducing it is something totally different, and you came to the right place. Others, it's been a year. And I know, I've been there. It's been a year. You just barely made it here. You know what I'm saying? You felt like the enemy has been doing a number on your life. And you know that God won't put more on you than you can handle. But it's real close. It's real close. And the load you're carrying, you're maxed out. And you're crying out for a breakthrough. You're crying out for a breakthrough. And let me just say, it's coming. Don't quit. This weekend is for you. This weekend is for you. And I'm telling you, with all the word and the different personalities that we have speaking, someone's going to get you. Someone's going to hit you. So God is going to move in your life. Have faith. Hold on, because this weekend is perfect for you. Perfect. Allow this weekend to be the alignment that you need. Wherever you're at tonight, seek to align your heart and your mind so that we can do well in the ministry. We can do well in the ministry. We all have a vision for this year, but in order to complete that vision, we're going to have to be intentional about what we do, what we say, where we're at, and how we lead. We're going to have to be intentional. And this can't happen without a courageous spirit. we got to have some courage in the church. We got to have some courage in the church. We've got to have courage. We're preaching the Word of God, and the Word of God is not timid. The Word of God creates. The Word of God changes things. The Word of God changes the environment. And if you preach it or you help facilitate it, you do that with courage. This is not what some wise person said. This is what framed the earth. This is not what some good, wise poet, orator said in a whim and everybody wrote it down. This is not the Gettysburg Address. This is the words that frame life. And in church, we get to stabilize life, transform life. And there's got to be courage in the words that we speak. They're not accidental, and they don't need to be apologized for. We got to walk in some courage. And tonight, I think breakthrough is going to happen. And I want to see some lasting change in your life. Tonight, I want to talk about a courageous spirit. A courageous spirit. If you will, turn with me real quick. 1 Peter, and I'm not going to do a lot of verses because you guys preach it all, know it all, and have been in church long enough to hear it all. But I just want to start us out where we're all on the same page. Because even if you came here, you can be like, well, golly, they told me to come, but I run the computer, and I don't really know how this all facilitates. I don't really know. I'm not one of the biggies. I don't speak. I don't do. And let me just tell you, that's not what the Bible says, and I want to read you a verse real quick. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. When you're there, say, I got it. Say, it's going to be good tonight. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administrating God's grace in various forms. If anyone speaks, he should speak as one speaking with the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus. To him be glory, to him be the glory and the power forever. Amen. In other words, we all serve in various forms. This covers everybody right here. Some of you speak and we praise God for you. Man, speak the word. But some of you serve. You serve as an usher, a greeter. You serve as a computer person, as a band leader, as a singer. You serve in whatever capacity there is. And what I'm telling you is the Bible's very clear. It says do it. Do it. And do it with power. It doesn't say please do it if you feel like it. It doesn't say please do it if everything is going well. Please do it if everything is perfect in your life. It says do it, but do it with power. You've been called to use whatever gift you have to build the church. And we all have various forms of how we administer that gift, but it'll take courage to use it. You got it. Right now, we're in a room full of people who got a gift. But courage is the difference maker. Courage has always been the difference maker in the Bible. Courage is the difference. It's the separator from people who see influence and change and lives totally transformed and people who want to. Courage is the difference. It'll take courage to sing that first note. As you step out and you sing that first note the very first time you're on stage, come on, some of you are so now, it's so habit, you just get up there and sing a song. But seriously, can you go back to the first time you held that mic and everybody was looking at you and you thought, oh. If you're a guy, you thought you praying to God, you checked your zipper. Courage, I mean, if you're a girl, you're just, you want to look down and look up. And why are y'all looking at me? Everybody just close your eyes and I'll sing. I mean, courage. For preachers to preach the word of God. The word that God gives him to shepherd the flock or her to shepherd the flock. I'm telling you, it'll take courage to speak the word. And we got to speak the word. We got to say what needs to be said. for a group leader to host an event and not really know who's going to show up. We're going to do this event. It's going to be awesome. You know, listen, there's a lot of rejection that you face being a group leader. You know what I'm saying? Here you did. You cooked the hot dogs. You got everything ready. You got the chips. You made your famous dip. And nobody's there to eat it. Courage. And I'm telling you what you're thinking after nobody shows up. We ain't never doing this again. Heck with all y'all. Courage. For the worship leader in this room who picks who sings and who doesn't sing. Courage. Because someone's going to be offended. I'm just telling you, somebody is going to be upset that they didn't get to sing their song because, and I'm just telling you, and if you have more than one or two people in your church, I pray for you. Because there is nothing greater than a bunch of worshipers, and there ain't nothing than a bunch of worshipers. Go on and try to pick, but you got to pick them with courage. For the usher who has to come down and seat someone while service is already going on, you know you want to pull out a chair and just let them sit in the back. You know what I'm saying? You know, but courage. Walk down there. This is your seat. Bless God. I'm going to do this. Sit down. I'm fixing to sit you in front. Embarrass you. Should have been here early. For the children's ministers who want to give that altar call, and I'm not sure that the kids can hook up long enough and pay attention long enough. Courage. Courage. It's got to be good. It's got to be creative. It's got to be something that holds their attention. But you got something to do, and the only reason you're there is to get it done. For the teachers, not to let one personality run the classroom or run the event. It's going to take courage. It'll take courage if you're a youth pastor and you want to have a talk with a young person, knowing that if you have that talk with that young person, a parent, their parent is going to come talk to you. And there ain't no way in the world that you did it right. Now the child left crying and saying thank you, but you still didn't do it right. Courage. These are personal. I don't know much. I just preach what I know. Without a courageous spirit moving inside of you, your gift will remain dormant and the body neutralized. And we are here to move the body. We are here to strengthen the body. We're here to see God do something great in the body. The body of Christ is strengthened by people who use their gift courageously. Abraham. Let's talk about Abraham. Abraham showed great courage as he was commissioned to leave his land and start a new nation. Leave. Where am I go? I'll tell you when you get there. What? I'm just saying, can you think about that? We preach this, but go. Where? Moving into the unknown? Abraham, moving into the unknown? Your land is changing. This ain't your land. This is not where you belong. This is not where you're going to be. I have another place for you. And you can't get what I want you to get in this place because I got to move you to a different place. What I'm telling you is this. Abraham showed great courage. And for us, maybe you're here. And you know what? There needs to be some change happen in your life. And I'm not talking about maybe locationally, but maybe change. Come on. This is the new year. Countless people have set up change. I'm going to lose 15 LBs. I'm going to run a mile every day. We have great, great list of change, but we got to commit to that change and do that change and be courageous about change. We've got to be courageous about change. Change is easy to preach, it's hard to do. What would happen in your life if you really did change the way you did leadership, the way you controlled your tongue, the way you love people. I know we're sitting here and we have a lot of ought to's. But we've got to go ahead and transition that into will do's. Things that will happen. Things that I believe God is going to change, and I'm going to pursue that courageously. Moses. Courageous. Offered awesome, courageous moment in his life. Moment after moment. After he dealt with Pharaoh. Overcome intimidation. Walked in his calling and led people out of bondage. That's some courage. When God came to Moses, he said, "Are you crazy?" Paraphrased. God had to give the man leprosy and take it off of him. But in all that, he responded in courage. And what I'm telling you is this: intimidation will destroy you as a minister. And we got way too much intimidation in the church. For a word that is so powerful and transforming, we're holding a lot of intimidation. And what I'm telling you is, for us to be what God's called us to be, we're going to have to get over that intimidation. My whole life I wanted to sing. My whole life I wanted to sing. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you how crazy God is. And I'm not crazy in a good way. Don't send me an email. But I'm just saying this. Listen. In this ministry, God has put me over worship, and I don't sing. Where do you go that someone's over worship and they can't sing? Can't play the guitar? Can't play lead? Brandon's over here. And I'm sitting out there going, I'm living vicariously through him. Chad sings, I'm living through Chad. Stacy sings, it's a little higher, but I'm living through her. There's intimidation out there for everyone. You know what? You're supposed to be this group leader, but that certain couple is in your group, and so they intimidate you because of their financial status or because of where they're at or where they're at in life. And so you were going to stand up and read a scripture, but they're there now. And so will you read it? If they were supposed to lead that group, they'd be leading it. But you're leading it, so step up to the plate, read the scripture, and get it done. You were going to sing. You were going to do. You tell people you're a worship leader when you're not around other worship leaders. But if they're better than you, oh yeah, I've been doing it for a little while. You've been doing it 15 years. I'm a worship leader. You know what? I've always wanted to be smart. I really have. I want to use big words. I just can't pronounce them. My whole life I've wanted to use big words. You know those big words? You know they taught you in school about syllables, and every time you did like this, it was a syllable. I want to do those six-syllable words. I don't know them, I can't pronounce them. So in my preaching, I say things. Stuff. Y'all. What? I always wanted to do that. Intimidation is always out there for everybody. And what I'm telling you is Moses had to overcome intimidation, and he had to get some courage, and he had to say, you know what, if God be for me, who can be against me? Who can be against, if it's Pharaoh and his army and their horses and their chariots or a Red Sea or it looks impossible, who can be against someone who has chosen to use their gift for the glory of God? Come on. Moses responded with a courageous spirit. God has called us to areas that are bigger than us. Why? Why would he do something that is bigger than you? Because he wants all the glory. You got to stop those thoughts of doubt. You can you will have some courage. Have some courage. I can do this. I can do that. There might be someone better, but no one signed up on the dotted line. There may be someone more equipped, but I'm the one showing up. There may be, does it make sense? You've got to do what God's called you to do. Stop worrying about what it looks like. Stop worrying. I would have never been where I am today if we all decided to go with what it looks like. I've been here since 95. Been on staff for 13, 14 years. You know, the person that you see today, and you'll see Paul, and you'll see David, and even Ashley, you know, and the people who are speaking, I'm just telling you, I've known them for years, and they're constantly transforming. But you got to start somewhere. You got to start. You just got to start. Everything that God gives is in seed format. It's in seed format, and you don't get a big tree without time. We've got to break intimidation off of our lives. I think about Ruth and her courage. She has exemplified great courage as she chose to align herself with the right people, leaving behind the old way of life, the old way of thinking, where she was supposed to be. Her courageous spirit set forth, and you know what happened in her life? One blessing after another. She told Naomi, I'm going to go where you go. Your people are going to be my people. I can't. And Naomi said, no, stay. Everybody you know is here. I'm not staying. I'm going with you. I'm going to follow you. You're going to lead me. And you know what? Boaz was on the other side. What I'm telling you is, listen, in life, if you want to get where you want to be, it may not be you doing it all yourself. It may be you stepping in line and following someone, getting a little bit of instruction, and Boaz may be on the other side of it. Boaz may be on the other side, but it takes courage to get a Boaz. It takes courage. You don't think she thought when Naomi said, go lay down at his feet. You a crazy old woman. I am not going to lay at that man's feet. He's been feeding me and leaving me little trinkets. He can go, I'm telling you right now. I'll do it just as you say. That's what she said in the word. I'm going to do it just as you say. I'm going to do it just as you say. I'm going to do it just as you say. Too many times, even in our churches, even in our leadership, everyone's being critical of the leadership. Everybody's being critical. Well, that's not the way I would do it. Let me just tell you this. We know that's not the way you would do it. You know what I'm about to say, though, don't you? But you're not the one doing it. That's not bad. That's not wrong. We all have gifts. But what I'm telling you is, if you'll come under, and it takes courage, listen to me, to follow people. It takes courage because you're going to have thoughts. Well, they're manipulating me. They're taking advantage of me. Maybe their interest is not the best for me. Maybe they have other things that they're going to do. And if you work in ministry with people, you have thought all those thoughts. But what I'm telling you is, if you'll continue to follow, there will be a blessing on your life. If you'll follow, and you cannot follow a vision, you cannot follow your pastor, you cannot follow someone in leadership in your life without courage. It takes courage to follow. It takes courage to follow. Because everything in you wants to break and run. Everything in you wants to do your own thing. Everything in you. But you know what? I'm going to fight these thoughts. And I'm going to respond with courage, knowing that God will fight all of my battles. Courage. Courage. David. I think David exemplified courage time and time again. But I'll tell you this. Probably the thing that just amazes me more and more, and you guys too, is that he released his courage by not taking the life of Saul. Because he knew that God would vindicate him. He knew that God would vindicate him. Listen, that we can say, if God be for me, who can be against me? Yeah, yeah. When we want something, but when you're in the middle of something that you don't like, that verse is still true. Courage. He never spoke against Saul. publicly. He never hurt Saul physically. He never fought him personally. Listen, we got the work of God to do in our houses, in our churches, in our ministries. And I'm just telling you, we got too many people who are around ministry and around church. And listen to me, because I want to be very clear on this. But we can't have any terrorists in our church. Remember a couple years ago, we had this big thing over in Iraq. That guy came and blew up some of the men. How in the world could he have been and worked through? And why didn't we have people checking him off? And why didn't we? Churches all the time, people coming with bomb vests. Being mad. Being offended. Being upset. Just going to pull. If you're not going to listen to me, you don't ever listen to me. You didn't put me. I've been running sound 4 weeks. You hear what I'm saying? You didn't let me lead that song. You didn't. David showed great courage. He never moved against Saul. Even when his men wanted him to, even when his men could have manipulated that situation and said, David, I know you don't want to go against Saul, but I'll do it. No. Courage. Courage. You are going to be misunderstood in ministry. You are going to be not heard in ministry. There is some sort of leader who helps direct you, and you will feel at times that they are not hearing you. But let me remind you, ministers, nobody has the power to stifle the call on your life. Do not give a man or a woman that place in your life. No one has the power to do that. Nobody has the power. We fight against flesh and we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities. We fight against other things. Stop fighting the people we're supposed to team up with and do life with. You know what? I've been here for 13, 14 years, and the ministers on the staff, Tim, Paul, David, you know, even all of our other staff. I work with Lindley and Mike. I mean, just all, just everybody in our ministry, Adam, Rachel. We've all seen each other at our worst. We've seen each other when, oh my Lord. Did you really say that? Did you really act that way? Did you really, you know what I'm saying? But we've seen each other at our best. Listen, there is no perfect ministry, and I say that because I think we know that, but I still think we strive for perfection. We strive to do more for the kingdom of God, but we understand that, listen, we are all imperfect people, and we all need a little bit of grace, and to give grace is going to take courage. To give some grace is going to take some courage, ministers, for people to walk into more. It's going to take leaders who have a courageous spirit leading the way and leading the charge. What happens when courage is sacrificed for convenience? What happens when courage in our ministries, in our preaching, in our classroom, in our ladies' Bible study, what happens when we settle for convenience over courage? I'm going to tell you what happens. Ministries start to fade, visions suffer, and people stop growing. Don't play it safe. Come on, I want to stir you up. Don't play it safe. Be bold. Be courageous. Let me just tell you real quick, Lot sacrificed the welfare of his family because he lacked courage to move. He started out with his tent near Sodom. He ended up with his home built in Sodom. And all I'm telling you is this, he lacked the courage at the right time to make the move. And instead, he threw his daughters out and said, you know what? Don't take these men. Take my daughters. No courage. No courage. Samson. Think about Samson. Had courage to fight the enemy, but no courage to fight himself. Some of us will stand for right, and we will stand and we will fight, and we will picket, and we will show up to the meetings, and we will do. But what about fighting you? Where's the courage when you need to fight yourself? That's not the way I need to act. That's not the way I need to respond. Where is the courage to fight you? Because it's bad to be great publicly, but not privately. Where's the courage to fight yourself? I will not do that. I will not be that. Saul lost his courage by trying to make everyone happy around him. He wanted to appear strong, capable, and wise, and forgot that lasting courage comes only from the Lord. Intimidation was Saul's new master. What I'm telling you is this. If you have courage, great things will happen. And if you lose courage, a lot of people are hurt. A lot of people are hurt. Tonight, my goal is this. Allow the Holy Spirit to produce some courage in you. Dream the dream. Have some courage. Dream the dream. Lead your group. Sing the song. Fight the devil. Teach your class. And humble yourself to learn from someone who knows something. Courage. Matthew 17:20 says this. I tell you the truth. If you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be moved, and it'll move. In the ministry, you've been called to have some courage. Deuteronomy 31:6 says this. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. Say this. He goes with me. He goes with me. God doesn't see hierarchy in ministry. Whatever you're doing, he's going with you. If it's the computer, if it's the sound, if it's the drums, if it's the guitar, if it's a small group, if it's children's ministry, he goes with you. Have a courageous spirit. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more information about other messages by the pastors of Christian Ministries Church, please log on to our webpage at www.cmchurch.com. You can visit our online store, or you can download messages free from our podcast link.